take it away.
Ready? Go ahead. Yes.
Extra Extra is not live. Simone Biles is the GOAT. Another celebrity is getting their own talk show, and it's not Jessica Simpson.
Demi Lovato is one of the lucky ones, and the vegans are coming for Little Kim. All this and more with your hosts, Julian Gonzalez, Nick Casolini, and Muriel Montgomery. Let's get extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in once again to listen to me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. Please follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels if you aren't already. And if you are, go ahead and unfollow me and then refollow me so I get a notification that I have a new follower, because I probably don't know that you follow me. So when I see that you're following me, it will make me very excited. And I will think, wow, people really want to see what I'm doing with my life, because my life is so exciting. Is it? I don't know. You tell me. You guys, this week I'm joined by two very funny people. They are the hosts of Hella in Your 30, Nick and Muriel.
Hello.
Yeah. What's
Hi.
Up, extra, extra people?
Oh, man, we're so excited. You laughed a little bit when I pronounced Demi Lovato's name. You tell me what, how is it supposed to go?
No, you said it right. I was just laughing because it's funny because, like, she didn't die. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's hilarious that she didn't die. It is. It is particularly funny.
I just thought I sounded dumb, but now I feel good.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's great. You guys, please, plug yourself now, tag yourself or whatever. Plug your handle so that while people are listening, they can search you on Google search engine and they can see what you look like so they can match the voice to the face and get the full sensory experience.
I love that. Okay, well, we do a podcast called Hella in Your 30s that has a very fire Instagram.
Wow, very fire.
Very fire Instagram. Lots of very fun pictures.
It's at Hella in Your 30s.
Yes. There is a Twitter that I do not use, but you can look at.
Wait, 30s like the number 30 with an S or 30 spelled out? You know, some people need it to be actually spelled out for them. So
Ooh,
is it?
Thank you.
What is the handle?
Instagram is at HellaInYourThirties.
Okay.
See, I was thinking UR30S.
Well, that's how it is on Twitter. So thanks for the layup.
Wow. People still use Twitter. Amazing.
they don't.
Nobody does. My dad does. He's got a lot of followers.
You know what? Maybe he's going to bring it back.
Yeah.
But you better tell him to go to TikTok. I hear that's where everyone's at. TikTok.
TikTok is really great.
Let me tell you, I'm so old. When you say TikTok, I think of Kesha. Justice for Kesha. You know, she is still in that heated lawsuit with her abuser.
Still?
Yeah. What's his name again?
I don't know.
The doctor, Dr. Luke. Now, let me tell you, they did. I was reading that there was some setbacks this week in the lawsuit. I didn't read the article. I just read the headline. As everyone knows, I do not support the doctor. I am full team Kesha. But as everyone knows, my favorite pop star is Kim Petras, and that is her producer or whatever. And you know what? So we will stand.
Wait, who are these people?
Who's your favorite pop
star? Your favorite pop star is Kim Petras?
You know who Kim Petras is?
What are you saying?
you
have to spell it. Spell
you guys
it
are in your 30s. Oh my God.
Spell it. What is it? Kim Petras?
P-E-T-R-A-S. She's a German trans pop star.
What? And her name is
Kim.
Oh, Kim Petras. Okay, got it. I thought you were saying King Petras.
Is it? Oh man. Is she, what's the style of music? Like Eurovision-y?
No, it's just generic pop, but okay. It's amazing.
Does she sing in German or in English?
She literally sounds like Ariana Grande.
What?
Well, not like when she sings, but like when she speaks.
Okay.
Because that's, I guess, how she learned English, maybe. She like watched, you know, Ariana Grande speak. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a lot of Ari Grande.
Now, some people learn English by watching the Sesame Streets.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the Sesame Streets this week tackled
opioid?
Drug abuse.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Doesn't the mom have?
Yeah. Like the Muppets mom.
She's a drug addict.
She's a pusher.
Yeah.
From what? Pills?
The Sesame Streets.
No, but was she on pills?
Sesame Streets. You know.
I don't remember what she's on. It was just some new green looking one.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, she had, her parent is a drug addict. And she talks to a 10-year-old who's like, my mom's also a drug addict.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably because she was hit by a car and then had hip surgery and then got
right.
Vicodin or Oxy as a prescription. It's an epidemic. And mm-hmm. I, for one, I guess I think it's
good. I, for one, don't know that much about it.
I, for one, just please give me Xanax.
Yeah. Let me tell you, one time I did ask my coworker for an Advil, and she did give me, what's the medical grade version?
Advil? Oh, codeine, maybe?
She gave me the one you gave, like, the prescription from the doctor. And let me tell you, I didn't realize I took two. I think I almost died. Oh, God.
But you might have just gotten, like, extra strength Tylenol.
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. They do have like 800 milligram ones.
You might have literally been healthier than you've ever been.
Let's get into this podcast, okay? It's getting too late for me.
Okay, great. It's 6 o'clock. Okay, great. 6 o'clock.
I usually record at like 2, okay, sometimes 11 a.m. Let me tell you, I am an early bird.
You are young.
You guys, let's get into the top 5 stories of the week. Now, these are the top 5 stories according to me. Muriel, why?
I don't remember. Wait,
Nick,
there's a reason?
Why? Yes, it's a reason.
What? Because you think are they're funny. The best.
You like dumb stories.
You like dumb stories.
No.
Because your listeners come to you for them to learn what's important.
No. Because my opinion is the only one that matters. I say it every week. You said you listened to one episode.
I did. I don't remember. You talk really fast.
I know. I need to slow down. That is my problem. But we'll discuss that in therapy this week, okay? But not here.
Okay, your opinion's only
the haters.
Oh, God.
As we reported a few weeks ago, the haters tried to hold Simone Biles back and distract her after her, by reporting that her brother had been charged with murder, voluntary manslaughter, felonious assault, and perjury. But the haters cannot stop because Simone is officially the GOAT in the world of female gymnastics. Now, I don't know why I have to say female, because in my opinion, she's the greatest gymnast, okay? So I need the reports to stop saying female gymnast, honey. Why does gymnasium have a gender? Now, the Olympian became the most decorated gymnast in history this week after she won her 21st world championship medal at the women's team finals in Stuttgart, Germany.
Come on, man. Any fan of Kim Petras would be on top of German geography.
She's from Warsaw or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's in Poland.
I'm gay. I don't know geography, okay? Now, she had a quote, okay? She said, "Sometimes I wish I would quit. The other day we walked out there and I was like, I literally hate this feeling and I don't know why I keep forcing myself to do it. I hate that feeling like I'm going to puke before. But you know, we love the thrill of it. Reminds me to never give up because one day I won't have the opportunity to get this feeling."
Yeah. I get that.
I relate to that.
I relate to that hard. Yeah.
Every time I'm about to do something I love, I'm like, oh, I hate this. Why am I doing
I don't
this?
Like doing it.
What do you love?
Performing comedy.
Yeah.
Seeing family.
Yeah.
Traveling.
Making friends. Going to dinner.
Doing podcasts.
Deciding to do anything.
So this is great. You know, Serena, she's coming for your gig.
My gig?
No.
Oh.
Serena's hating on Simone?
No. What? You know, like Serena. You know how like Serena is like the greatest tennis player?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So Simone is now the greatest gymnast. So she's coming for that gig.
Gig, you know? The
yeah.
Okay, I got
great.
Because remember, when we're thinking about the goal, we only think about Serena.
Yeah.
We used to think about Tiger before he did Elin wrong.
Yeah, he messed up. Wait, Tiger. No, I thought you were talking about not Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods. Okay. Do you know any other Tigers?
Well, there's a guy.
You did say Tiger, who is a famous rapper.
Oh.
It's like, you know, it goes, you know how it goes. Simone, Serena, Tiger.
I feel like there's a lot of things I don't know.
I forgot about Tiger the rapper.
I was trying to be cool, and so I don't.
Well, see, if you were cool, you listened to the podcast, and you know we only refer to Tiger as faggots because that's what Black China called them. And you could say that on the podcast if you want because you are an ally. Right. We won't block you.
Thank you.
I've never been more honored in my life. That's tight.
I love Simone Biles, though. She is.
I love Simone. But that little thing is like 4'10". I could literally put her in a crock pot. She's so tiny.
She's so tiny.
She's so muscular. You could never cook her in a crock pot. It would never work.
Do you remember that? The X-Files?
I don't watch that show. Moving on, you guys.
We gotta fail.
You guys, I want to do this story to start off like as a high, because right now we're going to go really low. We're going deep into the good. Is okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you don't remember, Matt Lauer was fired by NBC News on November 29th, 2017, after a female colleague made a detailed complaint accusing him of inappropriate sexual behavior during the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Now, the accusations also noted that the alleged behavior continued into the workplace after the Olympics. Now, in Ronan Farrow's upcoming book, Catch and Kill, Ronan, along with now the victim who is being named, Brooke Nevels, alleges that Matt Lauer anally raped her.
What?
And that, yes, and that it was what led to his firing. Now, she told Farrow that while in Sochi, she and former Today co-host, anchor Meredith Vieira, were having drinks at a hotel bar when they ran into Matt, who joined them. The book details Brooke's account of going to Matt's hotel room two times, once to retrieve her press credentials, which she said Matt had taken as a joke.
Oh, yeah, right.
We need to pause for a second. Okay. You guys are comedians.
Yeah.
What's the joke?
No. That's an old classic bit. You know, it's just like, oh, I took your press credentials. You know,
yeah,
it
yeah.
works in like Toledo.
Yeah, Toledo.
Yeah, you know, depends. If you're at like an improv, don't do it. But if you're at a Funny Bone, you might get a laugh.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild.
Which she said Matt had taken as a joke. And a second time after he invited her, Brooke alleges that Matt pushed her against the door and kissed her before forcing her onto the bed, flipping her over, asking her if she liked anal sex. The book says Brooke reportedly said that she declined several times. Brooke was in the midst of telling him she wasn't interested again when he just did it.
What?
And it was not consensual, the book reportedly says. Matt then asked Brooke if she liked it, and she told him yes, the book alleges. Quote, it was non-consensual in the sense that I was too drunk to consent. It was not consensual in that I said multiple times that I did not want to have anal sex. Now, NBC News said in a statement issued
it's okay.
about
You're
it.
Really good at reading it. You're doing great.
Matt Lauer's conduct. Sorry, it's like the lines is like kicking it. You know what I mean?
You're doing great.
Matt Lauer's conduct was appalling, horrific, and reprehensible. As we said at the time, that's why he was fired within 24 hours of us first learning of the complaints. Our hearts break again for our colleague.
What are you going to say? Well, I'm saying when you fire him, tell them why you fired
him.
Well,
and also it's criminal. It's literally a crime. And they're like, it was not dignified. Or what words did they use? That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
He raped some poor girl.
Call the police and yeah, have him arrested.
And then, of course, he now comes out with his statement like, oh, yeah, but we don't have to report his statement because it doesn't matter what he said because he is a rapist.
Oh,
but he also, just for the record, everyone's like, oh, he just like slut shamed her or something.
Right.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Yeah, I don't know. Also, like, why mention the part about she was too drunk? It's like, who cares if you're saying no?
She's saying
she said it.
Right, she said it.
It's not non-consensual in the idea that I was too drunk. It's because I
also
said
no.
Or is it also?
It's also, yeah.
Yeah. That makes me so angry.
So his book is called Catch and Kill?
That's Roman Polanski was his name. Ronan Farrow's book.
Yeah.
And it's not just that. He also talks about the Harvey Weinstein scandal of it all.
Yeah.
And whatever else he talks about. I don't know what this man does.
So
to be honest.
What does that mean?
Right. Catch and Kill. Is he like catching and killing the predators? Or
I think he's catching
predators?
And killing the press.
Yeah, he's knocking that shit down. He fucking shut it down.
Like, this is how killing. You do it. Murder.
Since they're not doing their job, their due diligence, he's going undercover. He thinks he's Lisa Ling.
He is the taiga of journalism.
Just gulping up a storm, holding blood, baby.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, my God. Remember that footage of him, like, being shitty to people on set?
Yeah.
Like, that guy's... I mean, I guess this is what if...
Also, probably Meredith Vieira. What's her name?
Yeah.
Vieira knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's the one that said... The girl says, she told me... I told her about it. She said, go right away to H&R and report it.
And don't go to the police. I'm sorry. Somebody needs to go to the police. Tell him. Get him arrested. That guy's...
So he was fired in 2017. It feels longer ago. Then when did the rape happen?
2014.
What's the limitations? He should go to jail. All right. Well, hopefully he will.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that are doing the rapings and not even getting, they're getting reported and not going to jail for it.
Yeah.
It's called, what?
Yeah.
Privilege. White privilege. Male privilege. cisgender, whatever these big words people are using, privilege.
I just don't get the whole HR thing. I know. I get it if you're not going to, if you feel like you can't say anything, but if you, like, the idea.
I think it's to get him fired first.
Yeah.
And then I think she wanted to report. Yeah. And then I think she maybe wanted to go. But remember, she didn't want her identity out there.
Yeah.
It's only this week that they're now revealing who the woman was.
Yeah. 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 Whoa. Matt Lauer.
Mm-hmm. But you know, sorry, Mariel, but there are some women that are just dumb, and they're going to now, oh, like, he's a big name. They're still going to go and want to date him, even though his wife is divorced from him. So you know what? He's never going to learn, because women are going to keep throwing themselves at him. Sorry, women, but until we all do better, I'm just saying, I'm not victim.
Okay. You know, I can't even. I just want to push him off a bridge. Hopefully, lots of terrible things will happen to him. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe. Maybe, you know, we have like these fires in California.
Yes.
What type of natural disasters do they have where he's living?
Yeah.
He's probably in New York, right? What do they have?
Rats.
Blizzards.
Rats by rats.
Yeah, maybe something, you know, maybe something will happen to him.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would.
You know?
Subway train will go off.
Karma has its kiss for him.
Yes, karma has his kiss, Matt Lauer.
Yeah, and that kiss will
kiss
come
you're
from
gonna
a,
get.
A poisoned.
Right on your dick.
This is right on the tip.
You guys, Jane Fonda was arrested again while protesting climate change at Capitol Building. But it's what she wanted. She previously said, I'm going to take my body, which is kind of famous and popular right now because of the television series, and I'm going to D.C. and I'm going to have a rally every Friday. It'll be called Fire Drill Friday, and we're going to engage in civil disobedience, and we're going to get arrested every Friday.
All right.
It's what she wanted.
She said she was
inspired by that little Norwegian girl.
Ooh, Greta Thornburg?
I don't fucking know. She's so annoying.
Jane Fonda's
also pretty annoying. She's cool, but she's also, I don't know, she's like, you know what she's really on board for?
What?
She wants to like get rid of tipping or whatever and just pay waitresses and waiters.
Actual money.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to pay us a lot of money for that to make
no,
any sense.
No, she's like.
I've never been in the food industry like that. Don't they like take away your hourly rate because of tips?
Not in California,
oh.
Which
there
is really great. But they, like other states.
I thought they used to because I like.
Yeah, go ahead.
I worked in takeout at a restaurant, so I didn't really. I got paid hourly, but I didn't get tips. But then the servers were like, their checks were like $7 or something.
Yeah. Well, from taxes.
Oh.
So like if you make a bunch of money in cash, then they take it out of your base. Yeah.
But she's Jane Fonda has done a lot of good for decades now, but she's just one of those like rich actresses that feels like they know what's best
for waitresses, and it's
fucking furious.
People just don't.
It's the worst.
They don't get that piece of it, which is like, you make so much money waiting tables because you have no health insurance and you work 5-hour shifts. So like they're like, we'll rescue you by giving you $15 an hour. It's like, okay. Well,
no, yeah.
Anyway,
she's gonna.
Did you guys see Barbarella?
No, I've never seen it.
Really? It's very good.
That's what people say. I mean, I've seen the poster.
Yeah, it's very sexual.
The poster is fire. It's a good ass.
It's really good. That's how I know about her. It was very good.
I've never said fire. There's a except for on this podcast.
I've literally only seen Jane Fonda in
what?
Monster in Law. That's it.
I never saw the movie.
Well, she's
what?
Monster in Law?
With Jennifer Lopez. It's this.
Nobody's seen that.
It is Halloween season. That is a staple in the Halloween season.
What is that?
Monster in Law.
Oh, is she really a monster?
The Devil Wears Prada. Like, these are scary movies that we.
Well, I love her humble bragging that she's like, my body's very popular because of my hit series currently streaming on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. And she says she's doing every week until production goes back into production.
But yeah, production goes back into production.
Yeah, that's bullshit. She just knows she'll get out of jail. No one can be like, well, I plan to get arrested every Friday at 8 p.m. in front of the news cameras.
Yeah, because that gets expensive.
Yeah, but not for her. She's got that good.
She got that. Yeah. She got that daddy money. Isn't her dad something?
James Fonda?
Yeah.
Harry Fonda?
Isn't her dad an actor?
Probably.
Wait, was she? Yes.
Or her husband or something. There was some. However, she got the Fonda name. Her original name's not Fonda. Something Fonda.
Yeah, but who's Peter Fonda?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is she related to the Fonda Theater in Hollywood?
It's got it,
probably.
She's probably hers. She's not related to it.
I go to the theater all the time. Now, that's why I think Kim Petras. That's called
Kimpatrick.
A throwback.
I think it's called a callback.
Back in 1992 when I made that joke.
A callback. And that's an improv 101, okay? You guys.
All right.
The next Storm Bachelor report is really sad to me, okay?
What happened?
Drew Barrymore is headed to daytime TV near you, and she is getting her own daytime talk show. And I'm truly shook that we are giving another person a daytime talk show that isn't Jessica Simpson. America, we have to do better. Yes. We have to give Jessica Simpson the Jessica Simpson talk show. We gave it to Kelly Clarkson, who has no personality.
Is that good?
I don't know. I've never tuned into it. I'm telling you, Kelly Clarkson, no personality. Beautiful woman.
Does she look
no personality.
Identical to Rachel Ray these days?
Yes.
Okay. I've been like, who is that?
Now, we're giving it to Drew Barrymore from the Barrymore dynasty.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need a talk show from you, girl.
Why would she want to do that?
I mean, you know, her Santa Clarita diet show just got canceled. She's probably bored. She has that beauty line or something. She does something.
She should just start a podcast.
You know, she probably already has that too, but everyone these days has a podcast. Yeah. Everyone and their mother, who needs another podcast?
Rich, well, famous people do.
Yeah.
Drew, so let me get into my story. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
The show will launch in the fall of 2020. Now, Drew said, it is beyond my wildest dreams to have the opportunity for a daily talk show. I'm truly thrilled and honored to be creating this show with CBS. Now, CBS Chief Operating and Financial Officer Steve Locascio announced the news, saying, Drew is a huge star and a breath of fresh air. Her show will energize any station's lineup. We're looking forward to working with Peter Dunne and the CBS Television Station Group to launch the premium show in fall of 2020.
Huh.
What is she going to do that's different than everyone else?
Nothing.
What would Jessica Simpson do?
Okay, let me tell you, because I have been pitching this for years.
Okay.
Jessica Simpson is a foodie. She's a mother.
She's not a fashion.
She eats a lot of food.
She's not a foodie.
Charles, what are you talking about?
She eats a lot of food.
She eats some food. She's like, I'm eating peanut butter out of bananas out of jars. Funniest part of butter, she's an idiot.
She's like, if you put four peanut butter sandwiches on top, it's basically cake.
She's like, why do buffaloes have wings? I didn't know buffaloes had wings.
Okay, but listen.
Okay.
Jessica Simpson is a mother. She would have the mommy segment.
Okay,
she's a fashion icon. She has the Jessica Simpson collection, which has made billions. She would have the fashion segment.
Billions?
It's a $1 billion business.
No, she does.
It is. You need to check the LLC. Google it. Before there was Kylie Cosmetics, there was the Jessica Simpson collection. Now, we all know you at least had to have, at least once in your life, the Jessica Simpson handbag or shoe.
Not once in my life. You're out of your mind. How much is the Jessica? What is it called?
The Jessica Simpson collection.
How much is Jessica, it's going to be $400.
Billions. At least 1 billion.
No.
It was Jessica Simpson, then Jessica Alba, and then Kylie Jenner. That's how it went.
Okay. All right. So what are some segments that you could see happening?
I don't know, but Jessica Simpson is funny as hell.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She has personality. She likes to eat, so she'd have the cooking segment. She's a mother. She'll have the mommy segment. She likes to shop. She'll have the shopping segment. Okay. I just think Jessica Simpson would be so funny. Like, I could see her doing, like, drinking on the show and you know, doing whatever Jessica Simpson does. She's funny.
You were right.
I'm always right.
You were totally right. Wait, $1 billion.
Duh. She was the original $1 billion girl.
Who would buy that?
I tell you, everyone buys. I'm telling you, I'm shocked you've never had at least a handbag or a shoe.
No.
What? They're so affordable. That's why it's $1 billion business, because the average woman can shop for it, you know. It's like,
what stores is this?
I don't know, Kohl's. I don't know.
All right, so Drew Barrymore is gonna have this show, and then people are gonna be like, oh, she doesn't have a personality.
I have so many questions. Do you think that she can read off do you think she can read out loud?
Probably not. Can I? No,
you're so good at reading.
You're good.
You're outrageous at it.
Where's my talk show, CBS?
I know. You are going to be so bad.
I'm going to have to need a vocal coach or something to teach me how to speak slower.
No. They'll save money. They won't need microphones.
No. It's a part of the charm. It's perfect. Because what you do, it's a power move. Because you're talking fast enough that I think you're saying things that I just don't know about.
Yeah, exactly.
So I keep thinking, like, oh, I'm so old.
Exactly. Now, so should smart. I run for office? Am I old enough?
Yeah. Wait, how old are you?
28.
Yeah, I think you have to be 26.
Perfect.
You mean just for the president?
What are the qualifications? I don't know. You like, you have to have money.
Yeah, you do have to have money. Yeah,
okay, well, I'm
born,
out.
You have to be born here.
Oh, I was born here?
Yeah. You have to be, I think you meet the qualifications. I mean, there are lots of offices, so you could run for something.
I want to be at the top. What?
You're just going to bypass your talk show?
You're running, mate. Of somebody. I bet you'd be a really good vice president. Ooh,
I'm not anybody's little bitch. Okay, I'll be at the top. I will be the one signing off on all the amendments or whatever. All the amendments. What's it called?
That's it.
No.
There are amendments.
No. What's, the thing? What's the thing that the president has to sign off on? Nope.
Just there's lots of things.
Like when they have a new world, they're trying to pass the legislation.
I think they just sign different kinds of things, like a law.
Whatever. Finally, my last story in my top five.
You're just talking about the big piece of paper that Trump holds up.
I could do. You could do that. You know, you're right.
The executive orders. Okay, executive orders.
Okay.
I remembered it. Executive orders. Okay. I'll be signing off executive orders.
Okay. I got
my you. First one. Give Jessica Simpson a talk show. The Americans need it.
I'll vote for you. I swear to God.
Second. Free healthcare. I don't know. free healthcare only for servers.
Oh, thank you.
I will win with the server vote. There's a lot of servers.
There's
eventually everyone will only be a server.
In America.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if we're all servers, then who are we serving?
Our robot overlords.
You guys, my last story of my top five, and then we have another segment. So don't think you're getting out of here so soon, okay?
Okay.
Demi Lovato, as we said earlier, was one of the lucky ones. Now, Demi this week mourned the death of her friend who struggled with addiction. If you don't feel, she had a near-death experience last year when she OD'd on, I think it was heroin, but I don't want to say allegedly. I don't know what it was.
You're right. It was something.
Let me tell you, though. She OD'd at the Salo Ranch. Everyone knows I love the Salo Ranch. I go there almost every Tuesday for karaoke. She was there on a Monday, so I wasn't there. And she was celebrating her birthday. And you know what? That's the reason she allegedly did overdose, was because I wasn't there. Because had I been there, I would have taking them drinks from her. I would have been taking them drugs from her. I would have held her down. But she decided to go to the Salo Ranch without me.
What is a salad ranch?
The Salo Ranch. I swear to God, I need to learn how to speak.
I was like, what?
No, you said Saddle Ranch. Okay. You said Saddle Ranch. You're just
what does that mean? Soup Corral? What's the other soup plantation?
I want to open something called Salad Ranch. I love it. The Salad Ranch.
Yeah,
it's like a it's like a vegan Black Angus.
Yeah, Salad Ranch. Sorry. Okay, I get it. I was gonna go there.
Are you vegan?
No. But, okay, good. You know, a salad might be nice.
Yeah. No, I'm not vegan.
Now, she revealed on her Instagram story that her friend Thomas had passed away following a battle with addiction. Quote, devastated. Please hold your loved ones tight.
We're hugging.
Please hold your loved ones tight. Tell them they are special.
You're special.
You're special.
And that you love them.
I love you.
Make sure they know it. RIP to my boo. Addiction is no joke. Having gained this beautiful angel last night because of this terrible disease. I'm crushed and will always miss you. If you or someone you know is struggling, please know it's okay to ask for help.
That's nice.
What were they addicted to?
Drugs.
Which ones?
That's the only
ones I want to know. Like even the Sesame Street, it's like vague drugs. Like
opioid is there. Sesame Street is saying opioid. I saw that earlier. Okay. So they're saying like that's that.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Probably this person too, I'm going to guess.
I'm thinking it's probably one of them. Because
what?
I don't want to say it's because he's white, but it was a white man. So I'm thinking it's like a white person drug.
Like
so
extra strength Tylenol. Throwback baby.
No, I was thinking meth.
I don't think like that's fair.
You don't overdose on meth.
No. Oh, you don't overdose on meth?
You just get more awesome.
Yeah, you just get better.
You get stronger,
faster. I mean,
faster.
You will die eventually.
It's probably heroin then.
You get crazy ideas. I don't think you overdose.
Who is Demi Lovato?
I know.
Who? Right?
No, she has black hair and she's a singer
I was thinking of
from
Demi,
Disney, right?
I was thinking Demi Moore.
I know. I knew
and then
that.
Who is the one? All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Demi Lovato. Who is she? What does she do?
Julian's mad at you now.
You don't know who Demi Lovato is?
I mean, I
knew she's a celebrity who had an overdose.
And she's mad. He's trying to get up and leave.
She sang Skyscrapers.
Sing it.
Hold on. Let me pull up the lyrics.
You don't even know.
Fool.
No, because I'm going to sing it. Hold on. Skyscraper.
From the skyscraper.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like chandelier.
Yeah. No.
I wanna fly.
Hold on. Shh. You could take everything I have. You could break everything I am. Like I'm made of glass. Like I'm made of paper. You don't know this song?
No idea. That's called Skyscraper? What is it actually?
Oh, wait.
Skyscraper.
Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground.
Like a
skyscraper.
That is the dumbest song.
That's literally the worst lyrics. But here's my question. Like, can she sing?
Yeah!
Or is she like...
She's the Kelly Clarkson of our generation.
Is that a yes? Did she win American Idol?
No, but you know Kelly Clarkson has the voice and she has the range.
There's
know.
A lot better singers than Kelly
better.
Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson's not like...
They're a better singer than Kelly Clarkson. I'll give you...
She is a much better singer than Kelly Clarkson. Don't you think?
She's okay. I mean, she was hiding behind a big-ass wig that needs to be brushed.
Kelly Clark, she's okay.
I mean, yeah,
she
doesn't
famous.
Make. Yeah, she doesn't make good music.
Yeah,
like her songs that anyone knows.
Yeah,
who?
Kelly
Clarkson.
What?
When has she made a song?
She has hit bop after bop. Okay, let me tell you. If you go to the Sad Toe Ranch,
the Sad Toe Ranch. What's
it's the like Sad Toe Ranch?
It's like the Foot Clinic on Sunset, but it's a Sad Toe Ranch.
If you go to the Saddle Ranch on Tuesday.
Yeah.
For karaoke.
Yeah.
And you sing by Kelly Clarkson.
What?
I forgot what it's called, but I sang it. Hold on.
I want you to sing it because I don't know it.
If you sing. Since you've been gone.
Oh. Since you've been gone.
All the white girls in the audience know that song. Okay,
okay.
You know a Kelly Clarkson song.
I know, that's true. They do know that song. But I just feel like, you know.
Since you've been gone,
I
away from me, rising from the ground like
okay, we can't sing too much because like we will get
demonetized.
Well, oh, copyright.
Copyrighted.
Yeah, copyrighted.
So you know what? Hopefully Demi learned that this is like a wake-up call. Girl, stop doing them drugs if you are allegedly doing drugs, okay?
Oh, she's doing drugs.
Well, I mean, her days are like if you're serious or that, I don't know, allegedly, so.
I just put my ear up to the microphone to hear you better, but that was not fake. I legit was like, oh, no. Take me to heaven.
You guys, let's get to my next segment, okay. My last segment. It happens. It's the same segment every week. Nothing changes.
Okay.
You know, there's no range in the show. Okay.
Just the news changes. Everything remains the same.
Two extra, or you can get more water, girls, right there. Two extra or just enough. Now, I'm going to report five. What is it? Five, one, two, three. Oh, yeah, five. Okay. It was a struggle. Five more stories. I want to know, do you think that the person or the situation in this story is being too extra, meaning you need it to stop? You need to push on them brakes.
Okay. I love this idea.
Or is
okay.
it just enough you want more? So it kind of means the opposite. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, so just enough is not good.
No, it means like that's good. You want more? It's just enough.
Right. Okay, I get
what
it.
What if someone's just nailing it? Is anyone ever nailing it?
No, it's either too much or too little.
Too much, yeah. It's a delicate balance, baby.
Okay.
Now, there's nothing I love more than a white-on-white crime. And this week, James Blunt, who is famous for his one hit, You're Beautiful, recently reflected on his standout Grammy-nominated song in an interview with Esquire 15 years after recording it. However, during the conversation, James, that queen, decided to throw a little shade at someone, okay?
Ooh,
quote, I think most musicians and bands are searching for that one big hit, you know? I think the Rolling Stones are still looking, and I'm just lucky enough to have had it there right now at the top of my career.
Are you kidding me?
He came.
At the top of his career 15 years ago?
James Blunt is going after
the Rolling Stones?
And also, that's a stupid-ass thing to say. Like, most musicians are actually musicians. They're not searching for a hit. They're just trying to make music.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So
what do we? What are our options?
Yeah, what about stupid?
Is
bitch?
James being too extra, or is it just enough?
But is too extra, it means we don't like him.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Too. He's way too extra.
I'm sorry. Just enough, because I just want to know what other dumb shit he's gonna say.
Honestly, let me tell you. For me, this is just enough because I. Truthfully,
you don't like the Rolling Stones.
Cannot even name one Rolling Stones song. I don't know who they are.
That's okay. I mean, I don't believe you.
I thought it was a magazine.
I think
it is a magazine.
I don't know the band.
Okay, but you do know that there's a band called the Rolling Stones. You do know.
Is that the one that sings that song that sounds like My Chemical Romance?
Yeah. No, no, no. Okay, they seem like. What about? Okay, what's a good
one? No. It doesn't matter. I mean, on some level, you realize that the Rolling Stones are like one of the most popular bands with like. Way more hits
He's
than like James
that.
Blunt could ever imagine.
Right.
Like they're one of the hugest. Like if you're gonna,
why
go,
are you mad? You don't even know. You don't know any Rolling Stones songs either.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, name one Rolling Stones songs.
Yeah. All that shit we listen to all the time. I'm
name
not trying to play that game.
No. Name one.
You know, you can't always get what you
That's
want.
One. There's okay, a bunch look. Of it on like cell phone commercials.
Oh, I don't watch commercials.
My point is,
my favorite cell phone commercial, though, if you remember, is. When the mom's like talking to the little girl, she's all like, "My IDK, my BFF Joe."
What is it?
When AT&T was singular. You remember that time?
I have a little.
Do you remember when AT&T used to be singular?
Oh, singular wireless. I don't know what I thought you were saying.
And the mom's all like, Jessica or some white girl name.
Yeah.
Why is the cell phone bill so high? She's like, IDK, my BFF Jill.
IDK, my BFF. Oh, I don't. Okay, I'm getting it. Hold on.
She's the mom in the situation.
IDK, my BFF Joe?
Jill.
Oh.
It's how he said Joe.
She can't understand anything I say.
Well, that one was. I'm.
That was hard. That was. I challenge you.
Okay, I cut you off.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my point is that if you're going to judge Rolling Stones by any, like, they've had so many hits.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. Like, that's a dumb thing to
do. But was it on the charts for 15 weeks straight?
I think it's like on the charts before they were charts.
I mean,
no, because according to this article, it said that they had never had any chart topping songs.
Well, that's also, they've made, how much money did they make touring in the last, you know, 3 decades?
It's not about the money, it's about the pride.
Yeah. Well, then they win that too. They're like, James Blunt sucks. That's so pathetic.
But remember James Blunt used to date like Misha Barton or something?
No.
Oh, Misha Barton. She had troubles too.
Why?
She did a bunch of drugs, huh?
Yeah, remember she was standing outside her apartment on Sunset and screaming at her mom? And she's like, my mom's trying to hurt me. And the mom wasn't even there. She was just screaming at the wind.
My mom's trying to get after me.
That's Misha Barton.
She got into some trouble. She got
I don't
weird.
Even know who that is.
And then when, it's my favorite story. When Michael Brown or someone was murdered by the police and she posted a tribute and of a selfie of herself and she said hashtag execution.
What?
What was her angle? Was that
like we need to stop police brutality or something?
Oh, and she thought she was being like really woke about it. Oh, Misha.
It was a selfie of herself on a boat.
Oh no! This has got to be terrible, man. If you're kind of stupid and you're famous, it's like you better. That's messed up. Oh no.
Anyways, Sophie Turner is trying to stay relevant and saw how coming for the Kardashians and Instagram influencers worked for Jamila Jamil, who revealed that she tried to commit suicide 6 years ago. I digress. So Sophie took to IG to stand up for young women who are impressionable. In an Instagram story, Sophie joked that she was wearing her, quote, influencer look as she used a filter on her video. She then proceeded to parody the celebrities who post adverts promoting weight loss products on social media and who encourage young women to buy them. Quote, hey guys, just kind of going for my influencer look today. Today I just wanted to promote this new powdered stuff that you put in your tea, and basically it makes you shit your brains out, and it's totally really really bad for me to promote to young women and young people everywhere, but I don't really give a fuck because I'm getting paid money. Influencer life. Is this girl a comedian?
If I know, I'm like, if that's funny, then I would have to see the video. Because
to me, it sounds like she is mad because she is not getting paid. I could not tell you what this girl does except for being married to a Jonas brother. I have not seen her in one thing. I don't know who this woman is. She thinks she is really funny. She's being too extra. First of all, if you are a young adult and you are dumb enough to fall for buying something on Instagram, then you deserve it, okay?
No, you deserve it. You deserve it. And the worst that's going to happen is you're going to shit your brain.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what's the problem?
That
okay.
Great also.
Your anal cavity's not clean. What's the problem?
Yeah, blast it out. She's redhead from Game. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know. Okay, fine. You didn't
She's an actress, and if she's funny, then that's a fun. Then, and I could imagine someone making that video funny. I would say this.
I don't think she's funny, and I think she's an okay actress.
I agree. Yeah,
so right. I would say I'm done with it. What's the thing where you say you don't care? Too extra.
It's too extra.
Yeah, it's just too extra.
Like Sophie.
Yeah.
Girl. Where did Jamila Jamil doing this? pick a hobby. Do something else.
Do something else.
Well, she's trying to bounce back because she was in a superhero movie that no one watched and was like a huge.
Oh, Kazam.
It was a big, yeah, Kazam. Oh, man, that was a big mistake. Huh? Yeah. That guy is so weird. He's like old Jim Halpert. That main guy.
No, you were in love with him in that one show.
Oh, yeah, Marvelous. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you don't watch that. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, my God. Claus?
Yeah, that one's good.
Oh, like Claus is good.
Claus is dope.
No, that's scripted. That's Niecy Nash.
It's really good.
Now, let me tell you. Can you believe?
What happened?
My mom recently was on a flight to Canada. And who was on her flight? Niecy Nash. And my mom said, hey, girl. And my mom talked to Miss Niecy Nash. And can you believe my mom had the nerve, the audacity, to not ask Niecy Nash to come on my podcast?
Let's dox your mother right now.
No, I literally.
She's canceled. She's canceled.
No, I have not talked to my mom in 2 weeks. This is the second time she has done this to me. Okay. First time she did a spin class with Zendaya.
What?
And did not tell me right away that Zendaya was there. She decided to tell me a few days later. She was talking to her friends. I was like, oh, Spider-Man and that girl in the movie were in my spin class. And I said, hold up. That girl is Zendaya. And why am I hearing about it now?
Isn't it Zendaya?
Who cares?
No, Saddle Ranch.
She's not named. She's not named after vegan cheese. I don't know.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Why? Imagine how amazing this podcast would be if Niecy was on it. Now, do you think I could trick Niecy to think she's coming onto a radio program?
Yes, for sure. She doesn't know what radio is. She would assume that this is how radio is programmed.
Right. And she's like, why am I at some weird-ass apartment in the valley?
Yeah. You know, because like you just hear radio. You never see it unless you're watching Breakfast. Yeah.
Exactly.
You
know? Now, I would believe how Niecy Nash has been on a radio program before.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
She probably knows what it looks like.
Yeah, but maybe, you know.
But maybe she hasn't been on one in a while.
Yeah. And
things change.
Just talk about it. Just tell her this is how it is now. This is how it is. Yeah, Sophie Turner needs to go home. That's dumb. Because she's not that funny. I don't think. I bet she thought she was being funny.
She's going to be good in the new Dumb and Dumber.
She is not in that.
Yeah, she's playing the Jim Carrey role.
Wait, is Dumb and Dumber with two girls?
No. Yeah. It's with.
No, you're lying.
No, it's with Sophie.
Sophie Turner and who?
And.
Are you lying?
Yeah, of course I'm lying.
Oh, I was like, oh, I could see this. Like maybe Sophie Turner and Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, Ashley Simpson's trash.
What?
Ashley Simpson's worth nothing.
What? Have you not seen the Ashley Simpson show?
She has a show.
In 2003?
I didn't see that. Trash pile. Burning trash.
Okay, we have to move on because I cannot keep getting offended by everything you say.
Their hair all razored off.
Now that was a moment in time when those girls were doing those choppy bangs.
Do you remember when she was on SNL?
Yeah, and she did the little Irish jig.
Yeah, because she was lip syncing and they played the wrong track.
And you know what? It's so sad because everyone lip syncs these days.
I know, but she
invented it.
She invented it, and she was so graceful when she got
that down. Hobbled off the stage like a leprechaun.
Oh my God.
Over Prince's dead body is what the Prince estate is saying to President Trump. Yes. Now, the Trump campaign played Purple Rain, which is an odd song to play, during a rally in Minneapolis.
Really slow.
It's so weird.
But it's immediately received criticism from the late singer's estate, which claimed that the Trump team had previously agreed to never use Prince's music. President Trump played Prince's Purple Rain tonight at a campaign event in Minneapolis, despite confirming a year ago that the campaign would not use Prince's music. The Prince estate will never give permission to President Trump to use Prince's songs. Prince's estate joins a number of musicians who have stated they will never allow Trump to use their music. In addition to this statement, they attached the letter that they had sent and received from the
Trump, yeah,
the camp,
guys, camp.
Yeah,
they're like, oh yeah, we'll never use your music, and they did. Honestly, sue for everything.
Yeah, what do you think? I feel like, okay, I want to do with I could hear a little more. God help me say, well, how do I say it in a cool way? What do you say when you want more of this? It's a little too extra. What's the other thing you say?
Just enough. I thought you were asking for me first a saying or something.
I had no idea what you're talking about.
Well, those are the two things. Just
let me tell you, this is just enough. Do not let Trump play your music.
For sure. And why?
Trump, if you're going to play anything, you got to. The only person you can play, Kid Rock. That's it.
What? Yeah, Kid Rock. Why?
Bang with the bang that banged. Well, Purple Rain is a slow. What do you play? The guitar? Like 12-minute outro? Right.
That makes no sense. Why? I want to know what other songs he would play. Like, you know, like all of a sudden.
I'm sure it wasn't like a event he was at. I think it was just
no,
like.
No, it was. He had a big. Rally.
It was his rally.
It was like the day after. I forget. It was like right when they did.
The day after tomorrow?
Your girlfriend. Hold on. There's so many sexy Prince songs. Just play those. Pink Cashmere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little Red Corvette.
There I go again. There's so many good sexy Prince songs.
Well, I'm sure he's not a sexual person.
And though. I'm sure that he's not the one picking the music. I'm sure it's like.
No, he doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's someone on his team. You know, they're probably putting like, they probably pick like a song and they just put Create Station or something.
What music do you think Trump likes?
I don't know. He probably listened to like himself. Himself singing in the shower.
Yeah, God. Probably just like the slow beating of a drum.
Yeah.
No, right. I'm sure he really likes the Rolling Stones.
He probably doesn't know who they are.
He probably likes rock music because his hair always looks like it's flying off.
Yacht rock, yeah.
Animal rights activists gathered outside the Extra studio in New York City to request that Little Kim stop wearing fur. However, things got a bit heated when one protester invaded Kim's personal space shouting, "Stop wearing fur." Kim opened up about the exchange at the interview with Extra that this happened to us. She said, "I do not mind protesting. I think you should definitely stand up for your right. I love animals. However, you do not take things into your own hands. You do not get aggressive. You do not jump into anyone's space. Peaceful protest means more than anything. Go ahead, PETA. Keep doing what you do. I am supporting you from distance if you are not in my upper space trying to violate. At the end of the day, I understand that you are what you are fighting for." I don't know. It's just a contradiction. But
I know. That's huge. I'm going to keep wearing fur, but I support you.
From a distance.
But let's not forget that this is like the time that Patti's Pies LaBelle did a book launch and thought she had fans. And everyone in the audience turned out to be fur protesters, almost giving Patti Pies a heart attack because she really thought she had fans. Do you remember that?
Patti Pie LaBelle?
Yeah, Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle.
She has something called Patti's Pies, so we call it Patti's Pies LaBelle.
Okay, cool. Because yeah. I thought that was
she released
else.
A cookbook.
Okay,
and she's having a launch party, and she was having it for her fans, and it turned out everyone in the audience was fur protesters.
So
she thought she had fans.
Well, she does have fans, but she's dumb if she thinks people are going to show up for her pies. Come on, Patti.
Her pies sold out in minutes at the Walmart.
I'm sure they're good in stores. Like what event?
Those people do not buy books. Are you kidding
me? She thought she had fans, and they started yelling at her like whatever they yell at.
They need to just chill. There's
you know what? If you want to wear fur, wear fur. If you want to not wear fur, don't wear fur. Why is it your business? If an animal naturally dies, what are you supposed to do? Bury it with the fur? Take the fur and make a coat with the fur.
That's how we make fur coats. You rip it off dead animals.
Yeah, you just find the dead animal that's natural. All those chinchillas after they lived a long, peaceful life.
Animals die in the wild.
That's true.
Yes, they do.
And what are we supposed to do? Just let them rot?
Yeah. I mean, you're right about all of that.
Put them to good use.
No.
I mean, if we wanted to wear human skin, we really could if we wanted
people
to
have.
After
people absolutely have. Yeah.
And that's also very ethical.
Yeah.
It's just natural.
Yeah.
You know, some people want a human hide boot.
I'm sure that exists.
Some for human sure. hide chaps.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know.
That would be a look.
Chaps just flapping skins off of your thighs.
Honestly, protesters, this is too extra.
It's too extra.
What is Lil' Kim supposed to do? If she wants to, it's New York. She's a tiny girl. She's cold. She needs a fur.
And doesn't she only wear it on one side and the other side is just a naked boot?
Exactly.
It's not even like a full jacket.
Exactly. Like it's only half a jacket.
Yeah, it's like
her one titty's cold.
It's like one squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teeny.
I almost hit a squirrel driving. I mean, it is what it is. It ran quick though. It got across the street.
I bet.
Those are quick little animals.
Yeah.
I like
majestic.
Yeah.
Finally, you guys, we've come to the end. I have one more story.
Okay.
And it's a throwaway story because really I was looking high and low for a story and, well, I couldn't find one. Coors Light teamed up with the Jonas Brothers to release a limited edition batch of the brothers' favorite beer, Coors Light.
Coors Light is really, they're switching up their whole tactic. There are these commercials for Coors Light that's just straight up people in their pajamas on Saturday morning drinking beer in the morning on their couch.
Yeah.
They're
morning beer.
I'm
sorry.
Do people over 21 listen to the Jonas Brothers?
I think so.
I can't believe that.
No, that's straight up.
They came back. No, but they came back like they reinvented themselves and they're back.
But are they back?
I don't know. I don't listen to them.
I don't
Who do I listen to?
Pepe Le Pew.
Kim
Porter.
Kim Petras.
Kim Pepto-Bismol.
But is it not Kim Petras?
Who's Kim Petras?
I'm just saying, Petras seems like Kim Petras.
It's her name. It's her birth name.
How do you spell it?
We already went through this an hour ago. Petras.
Oh, Petras.
Petras. Kim.
Petras. Yeah, she's tight.
You don't know her? She's right there. I have a little.
Oh God, I got scared.
She literally. Who's my favorite pop star? My roommate,
she's
Kim.
Right over there.
I have this canvas prints of her right there, literally, right there. That's her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I haven't hung them out.
No, that's fucked up. I think that's like, I don't know, little children listen to Jonas.
You know,
Brothers.
I just think it's boring. Like, who cares about, like, meaning, like,
is it?
Jonas
but it's
Brothers
not even, it's
like,
not even like a scent, it's not even like a flavored beer. It's literally just Coors Light with a wrapper on it that's like their logo or something.
I guess
I want it to taste like Brother Sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, and like guitar riffs or something.
Like something funky, a little skunky.
Yeah. I wanted to just like three brothers that maybe touched each other when they were children or something.
So
I don't have brothers, so I don't know. But I'm assuming brothers play with each other. I don't know.
He's got two.
Just straight up Goldschlager. Just drink Goldschlager. No, I don't know. Yeah, that's lame on all parts.
What's your beer of choice?
Me, I like Golden Monkeys are really good. I like those. I like fancy beer because, you know, I'm old.
Yeah, generally Muriel likes like Belgian ales, like golden Belgian ales.
Yeah, 10% one and done, baby. Just kidding. Four and more.
What? What the hell was that? I don't know who you are.
And what about you?
I like stouts, like 12% craft stouts.
What do you like?
Oh, I don't drink beer.
Yeah.
I'm sober, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's your take on Coors Light and Jonas Brothers?
Honestly, just enough. Honestly, you do you, Coors. If you know that they have a fan base that's going to be drinking, do it. It's only limited edition run.
Do you want a little more or is it too extra?
It's just enough.
He said just enough.
Just enough.
How can I not remember what it is?
Okay, I have a question. Sorry, I'm doing one. Ellen DeGeneres being friends with George W. Bush.
Just enough.
I think
he's such
extra.
A sweet man.
Oh.
He seems like a sweet old man. You know, did he do 9/11? Yeah, but I mean, we make mistakes sometimes and we have to, you know,
it was his
forgive
dad's,
and forget.
It's his dad's
he
idea
was a
anyway.
Corporate overlord who bombed a country because of oil money.
All I'm saying is, like, I don't
killed know. So many people who were literally still in a war.
But, like, people die every day in the wild.
Because of him. Because of him. That's true. They do. Because
of
him.
People die of all kinds of things in the wild.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Ellen kills people, too, in the wild. I guess they get along well.
You know what? She said something to the effect of, you know, I don't have to, when I say, be kind and compassionate to everyone. I don't mean people that agree with what you agree with. I mean everyone, and I agree with that. You know what I mean? The reason that there are people like Bush and Trump and all their supporters is because, one, lack of education. Two, they're scared of not being in power. Three, lack of education. That's a big one. Lack of education. So the thing is, you have to befriend the person that thinks differently than you. And instead of fighting with them, you have to share with them what you believe in, listen to what they believe in, and if it's what they believe in is maybe wrong, you have to educate them, because education is first and foremost how we will create change, and we will not create change by yelling
Ellen
and
just,
fighting.
Ellen just hang out with him because they were
was that a good presidential speech?
It was like really like, okay, that's very inspiring. They hung out with each other because they're rich, man.
Yeah, they just live they're just in the really VIP rich. Boxes. At
and
the
I think
Dallas
I think
Cowboys
I game. Think it's like their seats were just next to each other. I'm sure she was just laughing at some shit. He's probably like Jessica Simpson saying stupid shit. She's probably just sitting there laughing.
He's so funny. Oh, Michelle Obama loves him.
Yes.
Remember when they were sharing candy at his funeral?
Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan died.
No, that wasn't.
Who was it?
It was something.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah. Oh, God bless. Please kill Dick Cheney. No, man. They were at the funeral and they were talking.
It wasn't Ronald Reagan.
No, it was like
who invented the AIDS epidemic?
No, it was like was it Laura Bush?
No.
It was Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, I think maybe it was Nancy.
They're in the thing, and she's talking to him, and he tries to hand her. He's unwrapping candy.
Yes, like Skittles or something.
Yeah. And they sharing them. He makes people laugh, and he wants to hold hands. Mm-hmm. He's always like, get away from me.
Well, this has been Extra Extra. Thank you so much for listening. As always, follow the podcast at 2Extra. Podcast on all platforms. We really don't post much. Or you could subscribe, share the podcast, you know, with somebody that you know that maybe is not listening to it. That would be neat. As always, follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. If you're freaky, Venmo me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels, or Venmo me on Venmo.
Please be freaky and Venmo this man.
Oh, on Instagram. That's the freakiest you can
But if you're the freakiest,
you can have some aunt be like, I'm Venmoing you.
But really, if you are freaky, you can slide into my DMs on Instagram, okay? They Gerani. Wow. I never get no notifications.
Also, your extra extra memes and shit you post on Instagram are funny.
I know, but I haven't done any in a long time.
They're so funny.
I haven't been
though.
Inspired.
Oh, wow.
You guys, plug yourself again plug and promote whatever you want.
Well, we're hella in your 30s. You can hear that podcast wherever you get your podcast. Find us on Instagram. You can also find us on Venmo.
Yes, and if you're live or local in Los Angeles, you can see me at Quick and Funny Musicals at the Upright Citizens Brigade every fourth Thursday. Just look at my Instagram. There's probably going to be a advertisement of some sort. We had so much fun.
I know,
very,
right?
Very, very fun.
I could tell.
You are very funny, and I learned a lot.
Really?
I did.
Because now you're going to be going telling people, oh, we need to go to this place called the Salad Ranch.
Oh, my God. Let's go to the sad toe.
Until next time. I don't ever know how to end this podcast. Bye. Goodbye.
Extra.
Hello.
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 Check out our new podcast,
Barely Composed,
with us,
Femini Trio.
Each week, we write a brand new comedic song with one of our funny friends.
Listen and subscribe to Barely Composed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media.
Campfire.